before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
All righty, then. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling, so we fit right in. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's free therapy. Call in now. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, call back. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
The progressive Democrat operatives in Michigan are already preparing their alibi and excuses for a vote counting fraud. In 2020, Trump put Rudy Giuliani in charge of his campaign to correct the election fraud. A tired old loser like Giuliani is not what we need. Trump, first of all, Trump needs to send a platoon of lawyers to Michigan and get some injunctions against this and some coverage of this or something. And then he needs to find a tiger, and I mean a real tiger, a tiger like Bob Rose or Greg, to put in charge of his counter operation against this fraudulent vote scheme. Thank you.
I never had a tiger, but I did have a pet named Mike Tyson once.
Really?
No, I was trying to make it funny, but you didn't give me the...
I was trying to figure out what kind of pet it was.
Instead of a pet tiger like Mike Tyson had in a movie, I had a pet named Mike Tyson. I'll explain it to you later. Let's move on here.
Explain it, you know.
Yeah. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called you last week about the... I said that we're headed toward a civil war in this country. And what they're doing, allowing all these people to come across the border, setting up these gangs and everything, who knows who's behind all that, but we're in a bad place, and now we're spreading this war around the world. And Mike Johnson was on NBC yesterday in the morning talking head show, Meet the Press, and he was talking about we need to attack Iran, we need to be involved in that and everything. And China and Russia are both allies with Iran. We're headed toward a world war.
We are, but it's all going to end when Trump gains the presidency, because he's going to work those things out, and then he will slowly kind of starve Iran and Russia the way he did before with oil, getting very low prices. They won't have money to run their warlike campaigns. So hang in there. I think what you're seeing there is on that pathway, but we're going to stop that. We're going to show up, and we're all going to vote, right? Early voting has begun everywhere, I think, by now. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, that's what's bugging me. I saw on ABC this morning that 9,000 people had voted on the first day in Marion County. I have no idea in Gainesville. But the newscaster, she didn't even pause when they were talking about what is supposed to be the coldest day of the year is November 1st. Oh, that's election week. Tuesday election day. Tuesday election day. No, that's election week.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that I still have to sit around 3 months waiting, picking my Botox until future President Trump can begin the biggest deportation operation in American history. Because if you remember from Red Dawn, the Venezuelans and the Russians were the main aggressors. And so I just need to get this stuff underway. I already sent my vote in, so things are going to be good, I'm thinking. Thanks, guys.
He just forgot one thing.
What's that?
Wolverines.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, man.
There you go.
Come on, man.
I'm probably going to get a vote today. That's my plan. Going to take mom to the polls as well. Bugs me when I hear that a lot of gun owners and Christians don't vote. That's unacceptable. That is absolutely unacceptable. Two groups who have, when the left wins, the biggest chances of losing a lot of rights.
A lot of freedoms.
A lot of freedoms.
Critical freedoms.
Need to get out there and vote. properly.
I can't understand how a gun owner could sit on the sidelines.
Look at this, no.
But look, there's issues that, you know, you can have opinion. You go back and forth.
Sure.
They skew the numbers, the economy, all that stuff.
Right.
But this is clear. Democrats, for how many years, have been attacking the Second Amendment from all different ways, mm-hmm. all different sides, any way they can. They're like little rats chewing on the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And if left unfettered, they will absolutely rip that right away from us. You better believe it. So, I mean, you know, you don't care about, you know, your family's future in terms of rights and stuff. Yeah, just sit on the sidelines and watch this whole country get flushed down a toilet. What are you going to tell your kids and grandkids? Yeah, I had a chance to help the cause, but I was mad at both sides. So I didn't vote. Yeah. While your kids are answering in, Mandarin. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Christians, all the same. All right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All the same.
Yep.
Let's go to Lisa. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. The mail-in ballot thing. Years ago, you know, I voted by mail a couple times. Years ago, I found out that they can reject your mail-in ballot if your signature doesn't match.
Mm-hmm.
So out of curiosity, I went to the courthouse to check, you know, look at my signature, and by golly, it had changed very much over the years. I changed the way I was signing my name. So I re-upped it at, you know, got it on record correctly at the courthouse, and I had voted mail-in ballot, and I called in to the courthouse to make sure they received my ballot and counted it. So anybody mail-in balloting, which I don't do anymore, I suggest you call the courthouse and make sure they received your ballot.
That is wonderful advice. If you're going to do the mail-in, make sure the signature matches. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I don't know if you've seen the commercial that they say DeSantis is using taxpayer money for about the abortion. It's basically like a PSA, setting the record straight about the abortion law, how if you see some of these pro-abortion commercials, it's ridiculous. But this morning I was watching the Florida This Week on PBS, and everybody there saying it's an anti-Amendment 4 commercial. It never mentions it at all, and they're saying it's illegal for the state of Florida to set the record straight of what the actual law is and when you can get abortion in the state.
Yeah, no, they don't know. They don't know how the law works, and if you're the incumbent, and public service announcements, et cetera. Look, they're desperate, they're grasping, whatever the case may be. Appreciate it, Donnie. Hey, coming up at 8:05, he's a candidate for state representative. His name is Chad Johnson. He's going to be on the air with us in a little over 30 minutes, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
The endorsement of the official union of Border Patrol agents.
The news that's trending.
Prevented the third assassination attempt.
This man was armed and arrested outside of a Trump Coachella rally.
The news that's now.
He refuses to release his medical record.
She's sinking in the polls. She's desperate.
Donald Trump's health is on display.
The news station.
Food prices going up.
He has no plan.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.